Welcome to a B-level intermediate conversation about movies.
Yay! Should we do that together?
Yeah.
Ready?
Welcome to a B-level intermediate conversation about
movies.
So I'm Camille.
I'm Calvin. I keep forgetting my name.
And we're going to talk about movies, going to the theater, watching movies at home. And we're hoping that you'll gain some vocabulary and be more confident to ask someone to a movie, talk about the movies, and
be prepared to go to the movies.
Yeah. So let's get started. So let's talk about going to the movie theater first. Can you invite me to the movies, Calvin? What do we say?
Do you want to go to the movies? Or do you want to go see the Harry Potter movie?
Okay. It's as simple as that. It doesn't have to be complicated. And then I will say, yes, let's go to the movies. Or when do you want to go to the movies? And Calvin can say,
there are showings at 10 p.m. Or there are showings at 9 p.m., 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to go to the 9 p.m. showing? Or maybe you want to go during the day. We call those matinee. Do you want to go to a matinee?
Yeah, because it's usually cheaper.
If you like travel, be sure to check out my short travel stories book for English learners. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I looked it up online and movie tickets in the U.S. are over $13 for one ticket. Outrageous. So Ouch. Expensive. And then snacks as well.
Snacks are so expensive.
Highway robbery.
Like M&Ms are like $2-3.
No, they're more than that, I think. Like
really?
$5 or $6.
I'm never going to the movies in America again.
The truth is we used to go to the movies a lot, especially yeah. before having kids. I would say we would for sure go every month. Now it's kind of rare. I haven't been to the movies in years.
Yeah, I remember the startup company MoviePass. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they had it anywhere else, but you pay a monthly fee and you get unlimited movie theater access. So during those like 3 months before it went bankrupt or something, we went to a lot of movies.
We only had one card and we shared it between the two of us. So we always went alone, but a lot of our friends had the card. So we would go with our friends and share the same card. And we got points, which got us free popcorn and drinks. And
it was good times.
We understand why they went bankrupt. It was like too good to be true.
What are some strategies to save money going to the theaters, going to the movies?
Yeah. So notice how we don't really say cinema. We don't say I'm going to the cinema. We always say theater or movies.
Yeah, that's yeah. true.
And I used to sneak in, like there was this restaurant that sold burrito bowls. I would bring my big purse and sneak in a big burrito bowl.
I didn't even know that. Burrito bowl?
Yes.
That's next level.
I would eat it in the movies. I mean, I paid $10 for it, but it was so delicious and like a luxury.
I usually just do like, you know, gummy worms or something, but burrito bowl is like...
next level. I had to have a pretty big bag. They never checked inside, so...
Well,
sneaking in your own snacks. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of how you can save. Going to the matinee.
Yes, as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they had coupons, so you could, you know, get in 2-for-1. Or
yeah.
Maybe if you're a student, you can get a discounted rate.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a child, or if you're above like 65 years old.
Mm-hmm. I also saw that sometimes you can buy 10 passes and save a little bit. If you're a frequent movie goer, you can get the movie card at the place that gives you points every time you go. Or I even saw a family pass, but it was still $50 for 4 tickets. So
yeah, it's not cheap for sure.
No. Mm-hmm. So how could we ask somebody if they have already seen a movie? What would you say?
Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
Have you seen Harry Potter? Or have you already seen, if you want to say that, have you already seen Harry Potter? It's a little more advanced.
Yeah.
And what about asking somebody if they liked a movie?
Did you enjoy Avatar?
You know, it was pretty good. Did you like The Lord of the Rings? Did you like Avatar? Did you enjoy? Did you like?
How was Avatar?
Yeah. What did you think about Avatar? Get more of their opinion.
How many stars would you give Avatar?
Not so common, but maybe. Yeah. Is it a 5-star movie? Oh, this is a good one. Is it worth seeing Avatar? Meaning, should I pay to go see this movie? Was it worth it or is it worth it? You could ask both of those.
Yeah. Some movies are better in theaters than on our little TV.
Yeah, that's true. So a lot of times you can just get a movie pass, a movie ticket on your phone, and then scan it when you go in. But maybe you're in another country and you don't have the app on your phone, so you need to buy the ticket at the theater. So how would we buy a ticket at the theater?
You would have to go to the theater and wait in line and wait until you get to the ticket counter. Then you would buy the ticket and hopefully it's not sold out.
If it's sold out, that means there are none left.
Sometimes you can pick your seat depending on the theater.
But what would you say to the ticket agent?
I would like to watch Avatar at the 9 o'clock showing.
Mm-hmm. Or simply put, you can just say, one ticket for Avatar, please. And they might ask you, what time? They might not, because maybe you're there 15 minutes before and they know Avatar's about to start and they would assume that that is the showing that you're going to go see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once you get the ticket, you usually walk in the doors and there's another person that is checking the ticket and will either rip it up or like, you know, take off a part of it. Mm-hmm. And then, or use your phone and they'll scan your phone.
Yeah. And then you can go to the concession stand and buy your food if you want any food, if you didn't sneak it in your bag.
It's expensive.
We usually don't buy it. It's so much money. And then you can go see your movie. I love to watch the previews. The previews are showing the movies that are going to come out in the future.
Yeah, that's always fun. You show up about 20 minutes, sometimes a half hour before the actual film.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of just different either previews or they have like games or things like that before the movie even starts.
Yeah. And then you can usually choose a good seat as well. I like to sit towards the top middle. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah. Top middle, middle.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think that covers going to the movies. Let's talk about watching movies at home. So we personally use Netflix and Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know there's a lot of streaming platforms out there. Do you guys have a favorite one? And do you watch movies from home? Okay, Calvin. We have a lot of movie nights, actually, usually weekly. Usually we have a weekly movie night with our kids. They want popcorn, so we make popcorn. We get snacks and we choose a movie. And they usually like put the blinds down and our living room becomes a little movie theater. And I like that experience a lot more in my sweatpants, comfortable.
Much more comfortable.
Also, it's like fun. We just lay around on the couches and pillows and I enjoy that.
Yeah, that is nice. It is nice to go to the theaters for like an action film or something with a lot of movement and cool sound effects, things like that.
What's your favorite genre?
I think my favorite genre is real life movies, like
drama
based on real life, or a little bit of action adventure. But I really don't like too much gore, you know, too much blood.
Horror movies.
Or horror. Definitely not horror. Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
I don't like too sci-fi type movies either. Science fiction, not so much. I would say I like romantic movies. I like comedy. And if you put it together, you can say a rom-com, which is like a romantic comedy. Those are my favorite. I love to laugh. I like a good ending. Like, if the ending sucks, I'm so mad. And I'm like, why did I just spend 2 hours of my life watching this movie? So I do not want somebody to die at the end. I just like a happy ending, a good movie.
Closure.
Closure, yes.
And I like movies that make you think. You know, there's some that are more either mysterious or just they do the cuts in a way that leave a lot to the imagination. And those are always interesting to me.
What's your favorite movie?
I liked The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Really?
It's really a fun movie.
Creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seeing his imagination go wild. And yeah, he's just a funny guy. I love Ben Stiller.
I really like Anne Hathaway. And so I loved her movie, The Devil Wears Prada. It's like a classic old movie, but I really like that movie. Rom-com again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what do we say to somebody? Say we're talking to a friend and they're going to go watch a movie. What can we say?
They're going to watch a movie?
Yeah, they're going to go watch a movie. And
oh, okay. I enjoy your movie. Enjoy the film.
Yeah.
Let me know what you think about it.
Yeah.
Why didn't you bring me?
Have a good time at the movies. Yeah. Or enjoy the film. That's kind of simple, but it's
don't forget to buy your snacks before.
Yeah. Guys, I hope you understood our craziness talking about movies. We sometimes went a little all over the place, but I don't know. It was fun for me.
Yeah, I think we gave you some good vocabulary. If you have any questions about going to the movies or anything like that, let us know in the comments.
As always, thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.